play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
National anthem here. John Thiel Jim set to go between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria Notre Dame Irish. Let's send it to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Notre Dame, the 5'6 sophomore, number 3, Bridget Taylor. A 5'3 junior, number 10, Sam Bellionatos. A 6-foot sophomore, number 20, Fiona Tomlins. A 5'6 senior, number 22, Caitlin Osmolski. And a 5'11 junior, number 24, Lexi Snyder. The Irish coached by Lane Langhoff, assisted by Mike Plunkett, Jill Plunkett, Ray Ramos, and Julie Santin. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'6 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'8 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. A 5'10 senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 5'11 senior, number 52, Emily Meinert. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Kennedy Meinert, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Silver Streak girls basketball streaks in their home white with silver numbers trimmed in silver and black. Notre Dame in their road navy with green numbers trimmed in green and black and white. And ready to tip things off here tonight, the Streaks and the Irish. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym, stepping into the center circle for the Streaks. Emily Meinert at 5'11", and for the Irish, Fiona Tomlins at 6', just a sophomore. Thanks for being along with us here tonight as we're ready to tip things off. The ball is up, and it's won by the Streaks, and it'll be Kelsey Legg to set for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, as Coach Massey expected. Notre Dame comes out in a man-to-man. Kelsey right wing with it. Between the circles, Andrea Sampson thought about the three. They closed out on her. Now she pulls out her dribble. Now goes left, penetrates, pulls it back, and gives to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Now it's Kelsey Legg with it near the center circle, calling out a play. Right wing, it goes to Emily Meinert outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon. Now to Kelsey Legg on high left side. Nice pass underneath to Emily Meinert. Got free under the basket. Turn around, put it up and in. Streaks lead 2-0.
Yeah, good backdoor screen right there. Got got Emily open underneath, and it was a nice find by Kelsey. She was looking right there for it.
So the Streaks, a nice job with the ball movement, two against the man-to-man. 7:15 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. Notre Dame with it, left side. Penetrating as Bridget Taylor cut off. Brings it back out along the baseline. Goes out to the wing to Valianatos. Out high right side. This is Osmolski with it. Top of the key goes to Lexi Snyder, left wing. This is Tomlins. High post, Sam Valianatos drives down the right side of the lane. Missed a shot. Rebound, Emily Meinert. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey lost a handle on it. Could have been a double dribble there. I don't think the official saw it. Kelsey's able to run it down and keep the dribble going. Now Andrea Sampson, top of the key, dribbles left. Gets a pick from Yvonne. Now pick and roll. Yvonne down the left side. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled.
Good decision right there by Andrea. She didn't get a clear handle on the ball and didn't get her footing set. So then when she looked inside, she saw Yvonne cutting and was able to get her the basketball for the 2-1.
And Yvonne, a nice job gathering herself, got her feet set before she went up and drew the foul. Missed the free throw, though. The foul went against Lexi Snyder, first of the ball game. Streaks lead 4-0. Right wing, this is Villanatos for Notre Dame. Down on the right baseline, it goes to Taylor, and it gets knocked away by Kelsey Legg. Notre Dame will trigger from the right baseline. 6:23 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 4-0. Final game before the holidays. Of course, the Mattoon Holiday Tournament will be down there again. A couple of games next Wednesday. Inbounds is Arendt, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as it was Taylor trying to get it to Smolski and threw it right to the Streaks bench.
These jerseys aren't terrible, but definitely not the best for the broadcasters. Black jerseys with the green numbering. Thankfully, they have that white striping.
Yeah, and I guess it is black because I thought it was navy blue because they've had that in the past. But you're right; I think it is black.
Yeah, I think it's black. I don't remember them having the navy blue. Quincy Notre Dame always had it.
Well, maybe that was it. Now shot missed by Kelsey Legg. Yvonne Mixon with the rebound, kicks out to Chloe McCarthy. She can't hit, but Emily Miner with another offensive rebound, puts it up off the glass and in, and fouled. Nice job by Emily again. Gathered herself, had to go back toward the basket as she faded back, drew contact from both sides, and this time it's going to go against Sam Villanatos. So Emily Miner with four and a chance at a three-point play here.
Was Chloe's miss a two or a three?
It was a two. Free throw missed, rebound off the hands of Yaman, and running it down is Taylor for Notre Dame. Bridget Taylor, 5'6", sophomore, a lot of sophomores playing for this Irish squad. Out high right side, Osmolski is the lone senior starter. She drives right side, can't hit, bothered on the shot by Chloe McCarthy. By Andrea Sampson. Emily Miner with a rebound.
Three rebounds already for Emily.
Streaks pitching a shutout thus far, up by a touchdown, 6-0. Kelsey Legg, right wing. 5:29 to play here in the first quarter, and Kelsey got away with a push right.
Yeah, and it was right in front of the official, too. Yeah. I don't know how that got missed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Now they're discussing who the ball was out of bounds on, and I think maybe the defensive player that Kelsey pushed was actually blocking the official from actually seeing what happened. It's going to go back to the Streaks, though.
Yeah, but there was a baseline official and a half-court official. You'd think one of them saw it.
Kelsey Legg with it. Left wing, it goes to Emily Meinert. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key, Kelsey with it. Drives right, gets tripped up. Foul's going to go against Villanatos. And now she was the one that got pushed before, and she's like, wait a minute.
And that's not going to go over well with Coach Langhoff either, and he's already got his hands up in protest.
Second foul on Sam Villanatos. And Langhoff talked about him transferring, and he's going to call a timeout, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout. But he was a head coach of Canton. You're thinking, well, gosh, Canton's really good this year. They just did suffer their first loss to Mort the other night, but really good program. They had some really good players coming up. You think, well, why did he leave there, and especially in July? Well, he lives in Peoria. Wife works in the Peoria Public School District. And making that drive, he's got some young sons. He wanted to be able to spend more time with them. And that drive was just taking so much time that this one opened up. And he kind of jumped at the chance. And I'm sure they jumped at him as well with what he's done with the Canton program. So that's why he made the switch. And definitely understandable as somebody who's made, and you've made a commute before too. So it's, you know, if nothing else, it's the time consuming. It's not that it's a bad drive. It just, you know, just takes so much time out of your life.
That was essentially Evan Massey timeout right there. 30-second timeout where Coach Langhoff spent most of the time talking to the officials.
Andrea Sampson for three out high left side and good. 9-0 Streaks. Just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. You know, I don't recall, Andrea doesn't, it seems like, at least on this end of the court, we rarely see her shoot from the left side. It's normally from the right side or the top, and she's a little on the left side that time, but it doesn't matter. She can still hit wherever she's at. Down the right side, this is Villanatos.
And hopefully that one's going to be a confidence booster for her, because when she gets the confidence going, she becomes a much more of a dead-eye shooter.
Top of the key goes to Tomlins. Right side, this is Taylor with it. Penetrates. Nice bounce pass left side. Shot was missed, though, but rebound comes down to Taylor. Now it's Osmolski drives down the right side, and this is going to be on the floor. Is she going to get two shots? I guess she was going up for the shot.
And I think it's on Andrea, the way she reacted.
So first foul on Andrea Sampson. Going to the free throw line is Caitlin Osmolski, 5'6", senior for Notre Dame. 4:21 to play first quarter. First free throw is up and good. First point of the ball game for the Irish. First substitutions. In for the Streaks, Lauren Campbell and Deja Range as, Chloe McCarthy and Yvonne Mixon get a break. In for the Irish is, I can't see the number, Harris covering it. Could be a 12?
15.
Well, 15, which is not on the roster.
Oh, that's always a joy.
Yep, both free throws up and good, so make it 9-2 Streaks. Galesburg breaks the full court pressure easily. Andrea Sampson on the right wing with it, gets bottled up, and now we're going to have a tie-up as she tried to break through the trap there, and Ballianatos was able to get a hand on it. Possession arrow points toward the Irish.
You didn't by chance hear where Coach Elger went, did you?
No, I don't. I forgot to ask him that, yeah. I'm not sure because that was something, again, it happened late. It wasn't until like the end of July. And that was, what, just his first or second year?
Yeah, he hadn't been there very long. Wasn't he the brother of Olivia Elger?
Yes, yeah, that played at Richwoods.
Yeah.
As we got a travel called on the left wing, so the Streaks get it back on the Notre Dame turnover. 3:54 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 9-2.
Osmolski scored 18 against the Streaks.
I was thinking we said that name a lot last year when we played them down at their place. Full court pressure, Lauren Campbell in the backcourt. Swing it over to Andrea Sampson in the front court on the right side. Andrea bounces for Kelsey in the center circle. Now to Emily down on the right side. Leans it up off the glass. Missed it. And goes to the floor after her own rebound. A tie-up's going to be called. Possession error points toward the Streaks. That was a nice look from Kelsey to Emily. Kind of threw the defenders there. Emily was actually behind them. Couldn't get the shot to fall, though. But the Streaks would get it back on their own right baseline. And it comes to Emily. Can't hit the shot, but she's going to be fouled. And I think it's going to go against Osmolski. It does. That is her first foul. Already four team fouls on the Irish, and Emily Miner goes back to the free throw line. She missed her only attempt there tonight. She's got 4 points. Streaks lead 9-2. First one up and rattled that one through. Kind of flat, but it went through. I was kind of watching even in warm-ups. She was shooting some 10- and 15-foot jump shots, and even as she was going up on those, she was a little bit flat at times. Missed the second one. Rebound tapped away, and coming away with it is Taylor. Taylor, top of the key, left wing. It was Osmolski to Taylor. Now out on the left wing, Valianatos misses the three. Emily Miner with another rebound. Kelsey Legg down court, Lauren Campbell left wing. To Deja Range down on the left block, put it on the floor, lost it, now got it back. Now it's knocked away and stolen by Taylor. Taylor on the dribble. Right wing, it goes to Osmolski. Down on the right block, into the goes to Lexi Snyder, kicks it back out. Now left baseline. Three up and no good, and the rebound comes down to Deja Range for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter, 10-2, Streaks lead. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Right baseline, Emily Miner. Back on high right side, Kelsey Legg. Back to the baseline to Andrea Sampson for three, and now we got an offensive foul. I think Emily Miner got
called. We've seen that way too much from Emily, and the unfortunate thing was there was no need for it because nobody even tried to come out and guard Andrea on that play.
In for the Streaks, the freshman Riley Jenkins, Chloe McCarthy back in, Yvonne Mixon back in, as Andrea Sampson, Emily Minert, and Kelsey Legg will get a break with 2:41 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 10-2. This is Taylor with it. Drives down the middle. Scoops the shot up between a couple of Streaks there. Puts it up and in. Bridget Taylor with her first basket. In fact, the Irish first basket. Now quickly back the other way. Nice look from Riley Jenkins to Deja Range down on the right block, and
turnover, jump ball.
Okay, and it's going to go back to Notre Dame. Deja got in there, but it was in some traffic, and the pass came in low, so she got tied up right away as it's Tomlin's checking back in for Notre Dame, and she'll replace Snyder. Streaks are going to drop back and pick up at midcourt. 2:25 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-4. This is Bridget Taylor, the 5'6 sophomore point guard for the Irish. Crosses over down the left side, kicks out to the left wing, and a travel is going to be called on Notre Dame. See if they've got a 15 on the sophomore roster, and if that's her, it's Mackenzie Schuler. But she's actually listed on the varsity roster as number 11, so I don't know if that's her or not. I can't tell if there's an 11 on the bench. It doesn't look like it, though. Between the circles, Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Lauren Campbell, swing it to Chloe on the right wing. She'll fire the three. Short, right on target. Offensive rebound, Deja Range up off the glass and in. Nice job by Deja. Gathered it, didn't take the dribble, put it right back up. 12-4 streaks, under 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Taylor, top of the key, right wing, it goes to Osmolski. Osmolski penetrates, spins back toward the baseline, up off the glass, missed it, and Deja skies for the rebound. Nice job between two black jerseys there. Riley Jenkins down court to Chloe McCarthy, penetrates right baseline, kicks to Lauren Campbell, left baseline for three. That one's off the mark, and the rebound's going to go off of Notre Dame last, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. 1:32 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 12-4. Inbound comes to Chloe McCarthy, right back to Riley Jenkins. She penetrates, puts a shot up, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Osmolski for the Irish. Down court it goes to Taylor. Taylor penetrates, and she's going to be fouled. I think it's going to go against Chloe McCarthy. And if so, that'll be her first foul. Third team foul on the Streaks, so it'll be Bridget Taylor going to the free throw line with two shots. She's got Notre Dame's only basket. They had a couple of free throws from Caitlin Osmolski. 12-4 Streaks, 1:20 to play first quarter. First shot is up. That one is good.
I've got answers to the Alex Alger question. According to the PJ Star, he decided in July to step away because his wife was pregnant and they were going to give birth sometime around the beginning of the season, so he didn't want to leave the team without a coach. He does plan on getting back into coaching, and surprisingly enough, I didn't realize this, but in 2 years of coaching, he had a 41-20 record.
Wow, that's pretty
with
impressive.
A 3A regional championship.
Wow. Both free throws good, 12-6 streaks. They break the full court pressure, right wing Andrea Sampson. Now Kelsey Legg out high right side, brings it right to the center circle, directs some traffic, now gives to Chloe McCarthy, left of the center circle. Left baseline, Andrea Sampson. Puts it on the floor, takes it to the wing, gives to Yvonne Mixon at the free throw line. Right wing, Kelsey Legg. Tap of the key, Chloe McCarthy with it. To Andrea, has it on the left wing. On the dribble, now to Chloe out left of the center circle. Dribbles right and gives to Kelsey, who will bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. Now Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Looks over the defense, gives to Andrea left wing. Thought about the three, now kicks back out to Chloe, top of the key, free throw line, Emily, now Andrea, left wing for three, good! Well, now she likes the left side, I'm fine with that. I don't care what side she shoots from, just shoot the ball. 15-6 streaks with 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Taylor penetrates, left baseline to Tomlins, fakes, puts up the five-footer, missed it, and Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. 10 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg with seven, across midcourt with six, on the dribble with five, swings it over to Chloe, left wing for three, in and out, no good, rebound comes down to Taylor, and time runs out in the first quarter, the best quarter of basketball we've seen for this, from the Streaks for a month, I don't know, it's been a while. Streaks lead at 15-6, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Second quarter just underway. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, and John Theo Tim as the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Peoria Notre Dame Irish 15-6. Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter. Kelsey Legg out high right side to Chloe McCarthy on the left wing. Down to Emily Minard on the left block. Leans in, gets hammered. No call. And the rebound comes down to Osmolski for Notre Dame. Right wing, it goes for three, up and no good. And that was, no, see, that's Shuler because there is a number 11. She's in now. So we still don't know who number 15 is. Nice look from Yvonne Mixon to Emily Minard underneath. High, low. Yvonne got it to the high post at the left elbow and just a bullet in there to Emily Minard down on the right block. Lays it up and in. 17-6 streaks. Now it looks like there
should be a turnover.
Over and back. Yeah, over and back because the streaks didn't touch it. A bad pass went into the backcourt. And as Caitlin Osmulski picked it up, the whistle blew. Goes back to the streaks.
Four turnovers now for the Irish.
Kelsey Legg directs some traffic out high on the left side, gives Andrea Sampson right of the center circle. High post to Emily Minard, gets bumped, no call, kicks out to Kelsey on the left wing, penetrates, the runner is up, missed that one, gets her own rebound, puts it up off the glass, and good from 10 on the right side, Kelsey Legg with her first basket. I like the penetration, just couldn't get there, she's just got to learn to finish.
Well, you know, she almost needs to just put her foot in the ground there and rise up for a little short jumper instead of trying to run her running floater.
And now Kelsey with the steal, making a play for the day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, drives down right side, lays it up, can't hit, took some contact, now on the rebound, Osmulski is able to fight it away from Emily Minard. 6:29 to play here in the first half, streaks leading 19-6. Galesburg looking to get back to 500, heading into the holiday tournament next week. Left wing, this is Osmulski. Top of the key, it goes to Shuler. Right side, this is Ballionados. Top of the key, Osmulski dribbles left. And travel not called there by the unknown player, number 15. We know it's not 15 from the sophomore team because she's wearing number 11 on the varsity. Ballionados with it, left side. Out high right side, Osmulski. Under 6 minutes to play, good defense by the streets, keeping them pushed away from the basket. Left wing, Ballionados misses the three, and the rebound grabbed by Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Legg will bring it up for the streaks. Now they've gone to a 2-3 zone. It's Chloe McCarthy. Nice wraparound pass to Yvonne Mixon. We got it in some traffic, and a jump ball is called. And Yvonne flipped the ball a little bit hard toward the official. I don't think she meant to. She was trying to. I think one of the Notre Dame girls had a hand on, then kind of let go of it, and it just flung right over the official's head. But the possession arrow points toward the Irish.
Kind of surprised to see Coach Massey not pressing against this team. I thought maybe we would see that just to see, to test the water, if you will.
Yeah, especially with a young team,
right,
that Notre Dame's got. It's Taylor driving down the right side, lays it up, and she's a pretty decent ball handler. She's got some quickness. She's had a couple of times she's penetrated pretty well.
The Streaks aren't doing a very good job of cutting her off either. She's just going to the right hand right down the lane.
19-8 Streaks lead. Lauren Campbell back in. She's got it and gives Andrea Sampson left wing down on the left block to Emily Minor. Got herself too far behind the basket. Missed the shot. Scrambling for the rebound, Yvonne Mixon, and she's going to tie it up. And the Streaks will get it back on the possession this time. Good hustle by Yvonne again, going after the offensive glass. Tomlin's back in for Notre Dame, replacing Snyder, and Riley Jenkinson replacing Kelsey Legg for the Streaks, and she'll inbound from the left baseline. 5:10 to play first half. Streaks lead 19-8. Inbound comes to Lauren Campbell out high left side. Penetrates to the free throw line. Gives to Riley Jenkins. Now she's got it between the circles and directs some traffic. Now to Lauren. Now it's Andrea between the circles. Right wing to Riley. Backdoor pass. Tried to get to Lauren Campbell. Got tipped. Lauren able to get it. Now kicks back out to Andrea. Out between the circles. Crosses over.
Andrea looks like she could whip somebody with that hair.
Yeah.
My gosh. Could wrap it around.
I saw that on a kung fu movie once.
Yeah.
Lauren Campbell swings it to Andrea out high right side for three. Just off the mark, a little bit short, but Yvonne Mixon with the offensive rebound. She goes up, can't get the put back, but she's going to go to the free throw line. Foul, I believe, is going to go on Tomlins. Nope, they called it on, let's see, Gabby Favorita. So Favorita with her first foul, and Yvonne Mixon to the free throw line with two shots for the streak. She missed her only attempt earlier, and a little flat on that one and too strong. Megan Lingenfelter in for the first time tonight. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. Kelsey Legg back in, replacing Riley Jenkins. Deja Range waits to replace Yvonne Mixon with 4:35 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 19-8. Second shot up. Rolls off no good. Rebound Taylor for Notre Dame.
Looks like this is going to be another one of those games where free throws might be an issue for the Streaks.
And Taylor missed the shot, drove all the way down the left side. Nobody cut her off, missed it. And Megan Lingenfelter with the rebound to Lauren Campbell left wing. Now to Yvonne Mixon running the floor. And boy, great hustle getting back by Osmulski. Able to snatch it away from Yvonne as she went up for the shot. And now Notre Dame comes away with it. This is Favorita. Fires a three out high left side, missed it badly, and Emily Miner with another rebound. 4:05 to play first half, 19-8 streaks. Kelsey Legg out high right side to Lauren Campbell between the circles. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter left wing. Swing it to Kelsey Legg on the right wing. She'll fire the three. That one's too strong. And Emily Miner fights for the rebound, but she's going to step out of bounds. She kind of went, reached over the back of, it's Riley Johnson. They didn't call any foul. There wasn't much contact, but as Emily ran that ball down, her foot touched the baseline. 3:51 to play first half. 19-8 streaks. This is Taylor with it. Nice job by Kelsey Lake cutting her off that time as she tried to go right, then left. Right wing, this is Johnson. Now Osmolski out high right side. Osmolski and Taylor do a lot for being guards. They've got, I think, the majority of Notre Dame's rebounds, don't they? Seems like they do. Anyway, they're all over the floor. And now,
they each have four.
Yeah. So another Notre Dame turnover, kind of an unforced one as they tried to pass it out to Taylor, and it just went errant again out at midcourt, and Lauren Campbell to inbound for the streaks with 3:23 to play in the half. 2-3 zone now for Notre Dame. I say they were coming out and guarding a little bit. Megan Lingenfelter right wing out high goes to Kelsey Legg. Lauren Campbell out high on the left side.
Streaks have struggled most of the season against the 2-3 zone because they haven't been able to find ways to get the ball inside. So if they can get inside like they just did, nice.
Oh, nice move. Emily Miner from Megan Lingenfelter. She faked right, went left, I thought it was going to be short. It looked like it honestly hit the front of the iron and then rolled up over the top and went in. Nice soft touch for Emily Miner.
Yeah, that's just the good shooter touch right there from the post player.
She's got 9, 21-8 streaks. Top of the key, this is Taylor. Stolen away by Emily Meinert also. Well, now she loses control. Osmolski comes up with it. Fires from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. And it was just inside the three-point arc. And now on the rebound. Ooh, they're going to call. Are they calling? Oh, no. I was going to say, I thought they were calling Deja for a foul, but no. They're going to say. Oh, they're saying that the Notre Dame girl had her foot on the line as they were fighting for the rebound. Yvonne Mixon back in. Andrea Sampson back in. Emily Meinert and Lauren Campbell will get a break with 2:35 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 21-8.
Looks like a token press, but we'll see. Nope, they're going to come after him. 1-2-2.
And streaks break it easily. Megan Lingenfelter brings it across left side. Now Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Kelsey dribbles right. Now they're back to a man-to-man. Left wing, Andrea Sampson to Deja Range down on the left block. Drives into the paint, puts it up. Got called for the travel, though. Just one step too many. They're a good move and just trying to lose, shake the defender there. Took an extra step.
Eighth turnover now for the streaks.
2:17 for the first half. Streaks lead 21-8. Well, you hope this game continues like this for the streaks because that'll give them a lot of confidence going into some games they can win in Mattoon next week.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You don't want to go into the break, below 500 if you're the streaks, and B, coming off a loss to, and this is a quality Peoria Notre Dame team.
Top of the key, three no good by Taylor. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Outlet to Andrea Sampson. Now to Kelsey Legg. She'll bring it across midcourt left side to Megan Lingenfelter on the left wing. 19-footer up and good. She got it on the catch. She was just had 1 foot across the three-point arc, but couldn't step back. She had to take the shot, and Megan puts it up and in. And they get 23-8 streaks with 1:38 to play. Now a reach is going to be called, or it's either a reach on Andrea or a push on
Kelsey.
On Kelsey. It does go against Kelsey Legg. That's her first, and four team fouls now on the streaks. Chloe McCarthy will check back in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break, and Bridget Taylor will inbound from the right baseline for Notre Dame. Top of the key, Osmolski penetrates straight down the middle. 8-footer up, bounces high, no good. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound for the streaks, and gives to Kelsey Legg.
Yvonne's at 6 now.
Left wing, Chloe McCarthy, wide open right on top of the three-point arc. Rolls off, no good. Weak side rebound. Deja skies for it, puts it up, no good. Gets another rebound and gets hammered, no call. The ball gets knocked away, and now we're going to have a jump ball. Great hustle by Deja on that second offensive rebound after the miss. Somebody grabbed Deja's arm and pulled it off the ball, but she stuck with it and tied it up, and the streaks get it back. 1:16 to play in the half, 23-8 streaks lead. And Emily Miner's going to check back in, and she'll replace Deja. 23-8, the streaks lead. And wait a minute. Oh, now they're saying Notre Dame ball. They must have had the arrow wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, they had to have.
All right. So Notre Dame has it, and it'll be Taylor to bring it across. 1:09 to play. Taylor, top of the key. Working against Kelsey Legg, left wing. It goes to Valianato's. Top of the key, Osmolski drives down the left side, kicks to Valianato's, left baseline for three. That one's good. Nice looking stroke that time. She wasn't really close on her other attempts. Make it 23-11. 50 seconds to play in the half, and they'll pick up in midcourt now. Back into the man-to-man defense for Notre Dame. Kelsey Legg walks it across. Gets a pick from Yvonne down the left side. Ooh, got hammered. Wow.
Oh.
My goodness. That and she, whoever the Notre Dame girl that's going to get the foul went down hard. Who was that? It looks like it was Tomlin's.
She... Realistically, I think that could have been a charge, but, well, but they don't normally call it when you're moving.
Yeah, and she went up in the air. Is that who it is? Because she went up in the air, and I thought she actually went toward Kelsey as she was going up in the air.
Well, what happened was I think she saw Kelsey start to take off, and she decided she would start moving forward. But
yeah. And she started going up, and they went basically hit chest to chest, and she might have hit her head too. I mean, Kelsey doesn't seem any worse for the wear. I mean, and she came down hard, and she's in some pain. They're actually, the trainer's kind of looking down at her left, lower part of her left leg, above the ankle, calf area, below the knee. Not at the knee itself, but I suppose he's checking the stability. But now he's down back below the calf. So, and Coach Langhoff out there holding her hand as well, because she is definitely in some pain. I think you're right. It is Bridget Taylor, the 5'6 sophomore, really good player for this team. She's got 6 of their 11 points here tonight and, 4 rebounds or so, something like that?
Yeah, she's at 4 rebounds, yep.
Good hustler out there. One of the advantages, I didn't say this to Coach Langhoff, but, hey, you're at Notre Dame, now you can recruit.
Right.
Didn't have that advantage at Canton.
Surprisingly, no former Canton players yet on this squad.
Right. So, Coach Langhoff there, I think he's going to get a couple of girls to come over and help her up and help her off the court. She's up now, and they're not going to have her put any pressure on that left leg as of now. Hopefully it's nothing too serious if she gets a nice hand from both crowds here. Well, they're going to actually pick her up and take her off. So, again, hopefully it's nothing serious. And I don't know, knee, ankle, lower part of her left leg. Hopefully nothing serious for the sophomore, Bridget Taylor. So she'll be replaced by Riley Johnson, a 5'5 senior. So it'll be Streaks basketball. Actually, it'll be Kelsey Legg going to the free throw line with 2 shots. 42.5 seconds to play here in the first half with the Streaks leading 23-11. So Taylor did pick up the foul on that, which was just her first. And Kelsey Legg at the free throw line for 2 shots. First one is up and good. Kelsey with 3 points on the night. Back in for Notre Dame is Lexi Snyder, and she replaces Mackenzie Schuler. 24-11 Streaks. Kelsey Legg at the free throw line. 5'6 junior guard for the Streaks. Second shot up and good. So 4 points for Kelsey. Make it 25-11 with 40 seconds to play in the half. Valianato's with it. Bounces out high for Osmolski, right side. Drives to the free throw line. Cut off. Picks up. Looks for some help. Bounces out high for Johnson. Johnson goes to the right baseline, being hounded by Kelsey Legg. Finally gets it off and double dribble. And, yep, the official on the far side of the floor saw it because I think the other two officials were blocked. But as she turned, she had taken one dribble and then kind of dribbled with both hands as the defense was there on her.
8 turnovers now for the Irish. But just a show-me press right here as they're backing off.
20 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg out high left side. Andrea Sampson out high right side. Now with 15. Kelsey left to the center circle with 13. Looks at the clock with 11. Now with 10. Dribbles right with 9. Kelsey to the right baseline. Scoops a shot up and nope. Charge is going to be called this time on Kelsey Legg. And
to me, man.
Yeah. Kelsey.
Riley Johnson was the one that took it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think the last one was so close that they were looking for it that time.
I guess the difference is that I think maybe the only reason the call didn't go their way the first time is because Taylor had actually kind of gone up in the air.
Oh, boy. Valianato's did not get out of bounds or get it back inbounds before receiving the ball.
Yeah, she jumped back over the end line and had not established herself back in the court of play before getting the ball. So the Streaks get it back with 4.9 to play. And it comes Andrea Sampson. And the pass was high, like, to next to her head. And Andrea, I know, was trying to catch and shoot because she was open, but she just lost a handle on it as the pass came.
Back-to-back-to-back turnovers by these two squads.
3 seconds to play. Osmolski in the backcourt with two and gets a shot off. It's going to be way short. We have played one half of basketball. It's a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At the half, it is Galesburg 25, Notre Dame 11. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 25-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
It's a simple concept. Wheel alignment for life. Get four tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free four-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens, no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use-it-or-lose-it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Holiday shoppers, grab your list and shop local.
Attic Antiques on East Water Street in Galesburg celebrating their 40th annual Christmas sale with savings from 10 to 50% off on furniture, jewelry, books, and more. Now through January 1st, open 7 days a week.
Need a unique or original gift? Dovetail Rivet and Stitch on Seminary Street offers fine craft, contemporary art, and heirloom quality gifts to inspire all ages.
Knit 102 off of Main on Kellogg, where yarn and yoga connect with gift certificates available for the knitters and yogis on your list.
JT's Caramel Corn on the corner of Seminary and Simmons for a gift or just a treat. Remember, they ship too. Happy holidays from JT's Caramel Corn.
Arby's gift certificates make great gifts for everyone on your list. Get yours today at Arby's on North Henderson Street and have a safe and happy holiday.
You'll find unique crocheted hats, scarves, cowls, boot cuffs, and more at Linda's Ladybugs on Henderson Street with crochet lessons and made-to-order items too. Find Linda's Ladybugs on Facebook.
This holiday season, find everything you need when you shop locally.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead it here by a score of 25-11 at halftime. They led 15-6 at the end of the first quarter, outscored the Irish 10-5 in that second quarter. Galesburg guys, sophomores and winner here tonight. They defeated Notre Dame 63-53. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like here on WGIL. Coming up on Saturday, this will be a Saturday night game at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. The Bragging Rights game between the Illinois Fighting Illini and the Missouri Tigers. And, the Illini will have a little motivation as they lost a recruit that had committed verbally initially. And then Quanzo Martin able to get him to change his mind and come to Missouri, the kid out of East St. Louis.
Jeremiah Tillman.
Yeah, Tillman. This is, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
Right.
Good athletic player. So that'll be interesting. And I haven't paid any attention to what Mizzou's done so far this season.
They haven't been super impressive. They just barely beat by 1 point Stephen F. Austin, but I don't think they beat anybody of name, and they played a bunch of tight games.
So that'll be Saturday night, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip from the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. Then, of course, we'll have holiday tournament action for you coming up starting next Wednesday. The girls, the boys, both playing. The girls, of course, back in Mattoon. The boys will be back in Taylorville. So we'll start things off next Wednesday afternoon. The girls in the first round will take on the Salem Wildcats, and that'll be a 12:40 pregame, 1 o'clock o'clock scheduled tip. Eric and I will be there for that one. And then the girls will turn around and play again at 4:30 in the afternoon. So a 4:06 pregame. We'll play the Sullivan. Are they? They're the Redskins, right? Yeah, Sullivan Redskins. And that because we got Redskins and Indians back to back. Because the next morning we play the Altamont Indians. So Sullivan on Wednesday afternoon, 4:06 pregame, 4:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. And I think that kind of depends. I can't remember if there's a break or we'll go straight through, and that would just be, there will be one game after our 1 o'clock game, and then we'll play right after that, I guess. So it'll just be one game in between is all. We won't have a whole lot of time.
No.
We'll have to rely on the goods in the hospitality room at that point.
Yeah.
for lunch, anyway. So we'll have both of those games for you next Wednesday afternoon. All right. Then Wednesday night, the Galesburg boys will open up play at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. They'll take on Rochester in their first-round game. That'll be at 6:40 on Wednesday night. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you, 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off. Then we'll turn around bright and early Thursday morning. The girls and 8:30 scheduled start. Well, that one will start on time. It'll be the first game of the day. So we'll take the air at 8:06 on Thursday morning. The girls will play the Altamont Indians. Eric and I will have that one for you, 8:06 pregame, 8:30 tip. Then the boys will play right away at 9 o'clock. So that game, 8:40 pregame, 9 o'clock tip. Again, that'll be the first game of the day at Taylorville. They'll take on the Ranchul Eagles. And that game will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. So the girls' game will be here on WGIL just because it starts first. And then the boys' game will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. And that'll be at 8:40 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off. And then as far as Thursday night, we won't know with the girls until their game with Altamont is complete as to what time they'll play later on Thursday. If they win all three games, they'll be playing the late game, which I think is, what, normally an 8 o'clock start or 8:30 start Thursday night.
Yeah, I think so. So
that would be the case. But we won't know until after we're finished up with Altamont in the morning. But the boys, their game is scheduled for, Thursday. Their second game will be at 5:06 pregame, 5:30 tip. Well, they will take on the Dunlappies. So Eagles back-to-back, Rantoul in the morning, Dunlap in the evening over at Taylorville. And then, then coming up on Friday will be championship day. And so that'll all be determined by what happens on Thursday night, who will play when. I mean, my expectation that our girls team, they if they play like they are tonight, they'll be back in a championship game again. If not, I would have no doubt they would at least be in the third place game. And so we're looking at, I'm not sure what time. I think our championship is normally, an 8 o'clock game? So possibly a 6:30 game.
Is it 8 or 7:30?
I was thinking it was late because they don't start. Instead of starting at noon, they don't start to what?
5.
5 or something like that, yeah. So it would be a late game. So that's our expectation. We're not totally sure yet. But as that tournament develops, we'll let you know what's going on. So that's our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streets lead at 25-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, Detail for Life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by the Frameworks on South Cherry Street, preserving your family heirlooms for an extra special gift this Christmas. Frame today, enjoy for a lifetime. Cloudy skies expected for tonight with a chance of drizzle, possibly after midnight, freezing drizzling rain, and a low of 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 39, and tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 24. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks lead at halftime, 25-11. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Emily Minard, 9 points on 4 baskets, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, 6 for Andrea Sampson on a couple of three-pointers, 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Yvonne Mixon on a basket, 0 for 3 from the line, 2 for Deja Range, 2 for Megan Lingenfelter on a basket. The only place the Streaks really struggled was from the free throw line, just 3 for 8, a couple of three-pointers for Notre Dame, 6 points for Bridget Taylor, but she went down with an injury, 2 for Kaylin Osmulski, 3 for Sam Valianados.
Turnover situation, Streaks have turned it over 11 times, 9 for the Irish. Streaks out rebounding the Irish 23-10, including 11-2 on the offensive boards. Peoria Notre Dame shot at 3 of 17 from the field, Streaks 10 of 25.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with the ball to start the second half. Shot up and missed by Emily Minard. Thought she took some contact, but then they call a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, it's going to go over the back by Yvonne.
Okay, so Yvonne picks up her first foul. Let's see if I can find her on the score sheet here. Streaks lead 25-11. So Taylor has not come back in. She's got ice down. It's like mid shin, the tibia area, above the ankle, below the knee is where she's got it wrapped in ice.
I wonder if she hit it off of Kelsey's knee.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be too. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe just a deep bruise, perhaps. And that in that area, man, it's just bone there. So that's very painful if she hit in front. Ball gets knocked away. Notre Dame has it on the left baseline. And it comes out high to Osmulski, left wing. Valianados, she'll penetrate right side to the right elbow, kicks out high to the right side of the player. We still are not sure who this particular player is. Now this is Valianados with it. Fires just inside the three-point arc. Airballs it. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Down court it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Left side. Stops. Pulls up with a 15-footer short. Rebound Yvonne Mixon up off the glass. Got it. And she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Lexi Snyder. So Yvonne Mixon now with 4 and another chance at a three-point play here. Make a 27-11 streak. 7:04 to play third quarter. Snyder's second foul.
Well, Streaks getting a lot of activity right now from both Emily and Yvonne. They've combined for 15 rebounds in this game.
Now, Emily Minard gets called for the push on the rebound. 2 black jerseys in front of her, and they both ended up on the floor. The official out near midcourt made the call, so Emily picks up her second foul. And she kind of immediately, reached to help both of them up, so I think she knew she got caught on that one. Irish with it. Left baseline, this is Osmulski. Penetrates, cut off by Yvonne Mixon, bounces right baseline for Valianados, fires a 3, in and out, no good. Emily Minard with another rebound for the Streaks. Where's she at individually?
8.
So 9 points, 8 rebounds for Emily. Yvonne with, 4 points, and she's, 7?
8.
8 rebounds for her as well. Free throw line, Yvonne Mixon, high-low, tried to go to Emily, got knocked away, but Andrea able to hold on to it. I wish Yvonne would have just fired that 14-footer there from straight on.
Well, or if you're going to make that play, you can't stare it down that long. I mean, at that point.
Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Puts on the floor, swings it to Kelsey on the right wing. High post, Yvonne gets bottled up. Oh, they called a travel. Wow. She just turned and hadn't really moved and then got bumped from 2 different sides, and they called the travel on her. Wow, not sure on that one. 6:12 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 27-11 lead. Valianados with it between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Osmulski. Osmulski. Right side, it goes to Snyder, back to Osmulski, top of the key. She'll bring it left side, fires a quick 3, bounces off, no good. Yvonne with her 9th rebound to Kelsey. Down court to Chloe, left wing. Inside to Emily, puts it up and good. Nice soft touch, nice ball movement, nice fast break by the Streaks. Emily Minard, the recipient. And now with 11 in the game to go with 8 rebounds.
Was that Andrea on the pass?
No, it was Chloe.
Chloe.
Right elbow, Snyder fires a 15-footer, missed it. Now Yvonne with ninth or tenth?
That was tenth.
Tenth right there. Down court it goes to Chloe. Couldn't hit, but she got fouled, and this one's going to go against Osmolski, I believe, and that'll put Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line. Another good fast break by the Streaks. And it is Caitlin Osmolski, and that's her second foul. 5:24 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 29-11 lead. First shot is up and good. First point of the ball game for Chloe. They get 30-11 as Deja Range in to replace Yvonne Mixon. Lauren Campbell waits to replace Chloe. Second shot up, and that is perfect. And she'll get a break. And the Streaks with their biggest lead at 31-11.
I honestly, we talked a little bit off the air, Tom. I'm surprised at how well the Streaks are handling this Notre Dame team, because based on some of the scores that you and Coach Langhoff talked about, I thought this was going to be a tight game.
Great defensive play by Lauren Campbell with a block shot. Notre Dame able to get it back, though. Osmolski top of the key. Yeah, this is not, I mean, we're making them look like they're not a very good team, but they've been a pretty good team this year in spite of their record. Osmolski drives down right side after got knocked away, got a shot up and in. That's her first basket. She's got four. Lauren Campbell for three, left wing. Good! Lauren on the feed from Kelsey Legg. There was, I think that was Kelsey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So three for Lauren Campbell. Make it 34-13 Streaks.
And Lauren spoiled our palindrome score.
Yeah. That's right. That was a quick. I didn't even see it up there. That one happened so quick. Snyder top of the key. Over the top. Knocked away by Lauren Campbell. And it's going to go back to the Streaks as Notre Dame touched it last. So Lauren Campbell trying to get in on the action for a possible Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Megan Lingenfelter, Riley Jenkins check back in as Andrea Sampson and Kelsey Legg will get a break. Also, Yvonne Mixon checking back in, and she will get Emily Minert. 4:33 to play, third quarter, 34-13 Streaks. I mean, it's nice to see, because we've seen so many games when things are going wrong and see the body language change for the Streaks team. It's nice to see a little bounce in their step and they're having fun. Riley Jenkins, Yvonne Mixon down on the right baseline, took some contact and put it up and in as she was fading away. Six for Yvonne to go with 10 rebounds. Maybe we'll have a couple players with double-doubles here tonight. 36-13 Streaks. Osmolski gives to Valianados. Goes to the left elbow, kicks out, and hits Schuler in the face with it. She's finally able to grab it after it hit her in the face. Now Osmolski drives right baseline. Nobody cut her off. Puts it up off the glass and in. 36-15. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Riley Jenkins dribbles left. Goes baseline, leans in, the runner up and good! Oh, what a move by the freshman, Riley Jenkins, her first basket of the night.
She kind of hit a second gear there when she came around the far side corner, and she just turned that corner and was able to create space to hit that little floater.
Now as Molsky drives down the right side, can't hit, rebound Yvonne Mixon. 38-15 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Riley Jenkins with it, dribbles right, gives to Deja on the right wing, now to Yvonne, now it's Riley, top of the key. Out high right side, Megan Lingenfelter. She'll fire the three. Rolls off. No good. Yvonne Mixon had the rebound go off her hand. And Notre Dame has it. This is Osmolski with it. She'll bring it across with 3:08 to play. Gets a pick. Goes right. Kicks back to the free throw line to Tomlin. She'll fire a 10-footer from straight on. No good. Yvonne Mixon another rebound. And Riley Jenkins has it. She'll walk it across in the center circle. Direct some traffic. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Deja on the pick and roll. Got it down to Deja, right block, leans in, can't hit, but she got hammered on that one, and Tomlin went down hard that time. And Deja Range is going to go to the free throw line with two shots as Fiona Tomlins picks up her first foul. So Deja has 2 points in the ball game on a basket in the first quarter. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots with 2:49 to play in the third, missed the first.
Well, it's a good thing this isn't tight because the Streaks can't buy a free throw right now.
Back in, Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Lake, Chloe McCarthy, and a timeout called, is full timeout called by Lane Langhoff. Will take one as well. 2:49 to play, third quarter, Galesburg 38, Notre Dame 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
2:49 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 38-15. Tom Erdeth, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They always provide our transportation to all the road games. In fact, we'll be driving a nice Nissan vehicle coming up next week down to Mattoon, the boys down to Taylorville. And we appreciate them as they provide our transportation as the second shot missed. Just hit the glass. So.
Yeah, it didn't hit rim.
Yeah, going to go back to Notre Dame. Emily Miner comes in and replaces Deja Range. But, you know, right now, Galesburg Nissan, they've now got the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and no cost to you. This is on vehicles 5 years old or newer and under 80,000 miles, not the certified pre-owns, but on the new vehicles and other pre-owned vehicles. Travel on Notre Dame. Nice defense by Andrea Sampson. But, yeah, this pro-certified lifetime warranty does not cost you a penny, and you can have peace of mind with that. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. 227 to play in the third. Kelsey Legg on the dribble right of the center circle to Andrea Sampson. Ball nearly stolen away by Schuler. Andrea with it. Goes down to the left baseline. Pulls it back out now and gives to Emily Miner down high left side. Try to get to Yvonne down low. Got knocked away. Waited a little bit too long on the pass. Kind of looked in and thought about it. And Yvonne was open initially as Kelsey gets knocked to the floor. Foul's going to go against Gabby Favorita. That'll be her second. And the third team foul now on Notre Dame with 2:10 to play in the quarter. It'll be Chloe McCarthy the inbound from the right sideline out near midcourt. Back door to Emily Miner, left side. And, oh, boy, she was wide open. But then a great defensive play by Caitlin Osmolski. She got there late and was able to knock that pass away. So it goes back to the Streaks. And this time Chloe will inbound from in front of the Streaks coaching staff on the far side. And it comes to Kelsey Legg, left side, near midcourt. And a reach and no foul called. Kelsey goes to the floor. Ball goes into the backcourt. If that's not a foul, how is it an over and back? Come on, Joe.
Oh, wow.
They give the ball. They say it's an over and back. Kelsey first got fouled, and that's how the ball got knocked away. But he's just saying there was no foul. She just lost it into the backcourt. Ah, well. So the Streaks turn it over with under 2 minutes to play in the third. Schuler with it, left wing. Left elbow goes to Snyder, drives down the left side of the lane. Nice move, laid it up and in. Lexi Snyder's first basket, and we're at 38-17 with 1:43 to play in the third. Kelsey Legg to Emily Miner, right wing, to Andrea Sampson, posted up. Andrea turns, puts it up, and got it. Muscled it up. That was interesting, having Emily out on the out on the wing and Andrea posting up, but she goes straight up, puts it up and in. She's got eight, an assist for Emily Miner. 40-17 Streaks, 1:23 to play. Between the circles, this is Favorita. Or rather, yeah, Favorita with it. Now it's Osmolski. Now Schuler has it out high left side with 1:10 to play. Osmolski down on the block to Snyder. Leans in. Shot blocked. And I'm not sure if did Yvonne get that one from behind her? Did Emily get it? Now she missed again. And Yvonne with a rebound gets tackled. And a jump ball is called. Wow, Snyder landed right on top of Yvonne. And she's in some pain, slow to get up.
Yvonne grabbed that rebound?
Yeah. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Oh, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, it goes to Notre Dame. I'm sorry. Streaks were just ready to inbound, and Notre Dame wasn't. So now we get that straightened out. Boy, Yvonne went down hard. She's back at it, though. Inbound, bounce for Osmolski. Lost it. And this is Schuler with a 15-footer. No good. Rebound tapped up, and somehow Notre Dame came away with that. There was three white jerseys there, but I think they all three got a hand on it and knocked it away from each other. Osmolski, right wing. 49 seconds to play in the quarter. 40-17 Streaks. Osmolski pulls it out, and now a touch foul on Andrea. I mean, yeah, she got her there, but letting a lot of contact go underneath. And then, of course, we have the Kelsey Legg thing out there where she got knocked to the floor, but Andrea gets called for her second foul. 43.6 to play in the backcourt. It goes to Osmolski. She'll walk it across in the center circle. Now with 40. Osmolski down the left side and got partially blocked, missed the shot, but got her own rebound. Scoops it up, and Yvonne's going to get called for the foul. kept her from getting an easy basket. That'll be two now on Yvonne Mixon. 31.7 to play here in quarter number three. Caitlin Osmolski to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and in and out, no good. Deja Range will check in. She will replace Yvonne Mixon. Coach Massey shouting out some instructions for Streaks. I think I heard him say to Kelsey Legg, one shot. Second one is up, and it is good. Full court pressure. Kelsey Legg in the backcourt gets it across. Now gets it to Andrea Sampson right wing. See if the Streaks pull it out now here. Now's Deja between the circles with 22 to play. Now to Kelsey out high left side. She'll dribble right. Bounces for Emily. She dribbles right, and the Streaks run the weave and got knocked away into the backcourt that time, and the Streaks get it back with 12. Deja with 10, now to Kelsey with 9, near the center circle with 8. Dribbles right with 6, picks up, ball gets knocked away and stolen by Favorita. Favorita with 2 across midcourt. 20-footer is up to no good, and we have played 3 quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 40. The Notre Dame Irish, 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, 2.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project,
it's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
All of our prizes for WGIL's Pick a Present have been taken from our tree and unwrapped. Congratulations to all of our winners and Merry Christmas from Cole's Diamond Gallery and WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading 40-18. Andrea Sampson for 3 left side, missed that one. Emily Miner had the rebound go off her hands. A great hustle by Deja Range, tried to get it to Chloe McCarthy. And now, what's the call going to be? A foul, or it's going to go against Notre Dame? Is this Osmolski, I think? See, yep, Osmolski picks up her third. Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks leading 40-18. Yvonne Mixon back in, replacing Deja Range. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Down on the right block to Emily Minard. Had it knocked away. Goes to the floor. And now Emily ties her up. And the possession arrow points toward Notre Dame. Streaks having some trouble holding onto the ball tonight.
Well, especially right now for some reason.
Yeah. 40-18 is the Galesburg lead, with 7:36 to play. And now Notre Dame turns it over. She overthrew Osmolski, tried to get it to Riley Johnson, overthrew her, and Johnson's going to go to the bench and be replaced by Lexi Snyder. 7.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Streaks leading 40-18. Kelsey Legg, and this time they call the foul. She gets hammered across the arm by Gabby Favorita. That's going to be her third foul. And still on the bench over there is Bridget Taylor, the 5'6 sophomore guard. Good player. She had about 6 points in the first half before she went down with an injury, and she's got ice on her just above her ankle over there. And like, I think you might be right, Eric, maybe just a hard shot to the shin. Maybe when that happens, you feel like you broke it
right
every time you step. Nice backdoor pass from Kelsey Legg to Emily Miner. Missed the shot on the left side. Gets her own rebound, though, and then she gets fouled from behind, and this one's going to go against, I believe, Shuler.
The other thing you never know is, did she come in with shin splints? Because if she did, that feels like
that would be even worse. Yeah, Snyder gets the foul, so Emily Miner goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 11 points in the game. Does she hit double figures in rebounds yet?
Not yet.
Missed the free throw. Now she got another one. That's her 10th, but then she traveled with it. Got it at the free throw line, and then thought she saw an opening to the basket and shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Deja Range will come in now, and she will replace Emily Miner with 7:07 to play. So Streaks having their struggles from the free throw line tonight. Fortunately, most of the other things are going right for them, and they lead 40-18. This is Osmolski, dribbles left, pulls up with a 10-footer and a foul. Boy, bad luck for Andrea Sampson there. I mean, there may have been contact, and the official under the basket on the right side called that one. That'll be the third now on Andrea, so Osmolski will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 7 points in the ball game.
Last year, as I said earlier, she had 18 against the Streaks.
Leading scorer for them tonight, 7 of their 18. Second shot is up and missed that one. And a rebound, Andrea Sampson. Now Kelsey Lake down court. Chloe McCarthy running the floor. Left side, stopped up off the glass and in. Nice break again by the Streaks. Good recognition by Kelsey Lake. And Chloe McCarthy, the beneficiary of that. She's got four. Make it 42-18. Osmolski drives down the right side. Cut off by Andrea Sampson. Pulls it back out to the wing. Gives to Schuler out high right side. Swing it left side to steal the unknown player. She hasn't made a basket or gotten a foul, so we don't know. We haven't heard Bill say her name over the PAE. Now she drives in, puts it up, and good. We'll see what Bill says.
Anna Walter.
Okay, they have her listed as number 30 on the program. So Anna Walter puts it up and in. Her first basket of the ball game. Now Chloe McCarthy drives right side, runner up, no good. Deja Range with a rebound, turns, tries to put it up, can't hit. And they're going to say foul before the shot, though. Who's it going to go against? Well, it's one-on-one anyway, so she'll still go to the free throw line. And let's see. Alexi Snyder, that's four on her. So Deja goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one-on bonus. First one is up and good. She will get the bonus. Deja with 3 points tonight. 6:03 to play. 43-20 Streaks. Of course, District 205 is on their holiday break. Second shot for Deja missed. Rebound comes down to Snyder. They had a half day yesterday, so not much of a student section here tonight. Wasn't a bad crowd overall, but really not much of a student section. Walter drives down right side. Can't hit. Yvonne gets called for the foul. That's going to be her third. And so Walter will go to the free throw line with two shots. And Walter is a 5'7 sophomore for Notre Dame. First shot is up, and that was off the back iron, too strong. As Emily Miner checks back in, she'll replace Deja Range. 5:54 to play here in the ballgame. Streaks lead 43-20. So the first-year coach here at Notre Dame, Lane Langhoff, spent a lot of years at Canton. Second free throw, no good. But the Irish get the rebound. It was Snyder. Now it's Osmolski driving down the right side. Laid it up. Can't hit. Snyder gets the rebound. Spins in the paint. Puts it up. Missed that one. And it's Emily Miner with it for the Streaks. Gets knocked away. She gets it back. And gives way to Chloe McCarthy. So great record at Canton. And came to, got the opportunity to Notre Dame. Came there. Now it's Chloe McCarthy. Tried to get inside to Yvonne Mixon. Knocked away. And I'm not sure where that foul was or who it's on. If it's on Snyder, that's it. But nope, they're going to say Walter. Schuler. Schuler picks up the foul. But so he's trying to get this Notre Dame program resurrected. A lot of young players, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores, and then a couple others that played sophomore ball and also dressed and played tonight as well. First free throw up and good for Yvonne. First make tonight.
Yeah,
for
she was over 4, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Second one is good as well.
She doesn't get her double-double, yeah. She'll be regretting that.
Yep, so 8 for her tonight. And just 2 for 6 from the line. 45-20, Streaks lead, 5:17 to play. Osmolski dribbles left, stops, kicks to the left baseline to Walter. Now inside, knocked away by Yvonne, and Kelsey Lake comes up with it for the Streaks. Nice defense by Yvonne. Now Chloe gives to Yvonne down on the left block, puts it up, rolls it in. She's got a double-double as well. Yvonne Mixon with 10, make it 47-20 Streaks.
Speaking of double-doubles, Moline with a 50-29 win over Alleman, and Alana Crompton got her 8th consecutive double-double.
Wow, and had one against us, of course.
Yep.
As that shot's missed, and the ball's going to go off the Streaks last, and it'll be Walter to inbound from the near side. Back in for Notre Dame is Fiona Tomlins, one of the sophomores as she replaces Lexi Snyder. Just a junior. Only, what, how many seniors on this roster? Two seniors on the roster, and one of them has played tonight, the other one hasn't, so they don't get a ton of playing time. 4:38 to play, 47-20, Streaks lead. Here as we approach 8:15, it was a later start. This was a 7 o'clock start as opposed to the conference games that start a little bit earlier. And Notre Dame nearly throws it away. Osmolski is able to save it, and she's got it and dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane, splits the defenders, but
traveled.
Should be a travel. Yep. Got between Andrea and Kelsey, but had to take an extra step to do it. And
14th turnover of the game for the Notre Dame Irish.
With 4:20 to play, 47-20 is the Streaks lead. Kelsey Legg, left wing, Emily Meinert. Yvonne Mixon now to Kelsey out high right side. Left wing to Chloe. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Schuler for Notre Dame. Now this is Osmolski. Fires a three from straight on. Good.
Wow.
Isn't that her first attempt from beyond the arc tonight?
No, her third.
Oh, okay. First one she's made, though.
Yep.
She's got 10, make it 47-23. Streaks with 3:43 to play. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, dribbles right, goes to the wing, now baseline, swings it out to Kelsey Legg. Now Chloe McCarthy, left baseline for three, too strong. Rebound Emily Meinert. Emily kicks out to Andrea, right wing. Thought about the three, now pulls it back out and sets up, gives to Kelsey Legg, right of the center circle with less than 3.5 to play in the ball game. Left wing, Chloe with it, gets a pick from Yvonne. Pulls out, gives to Emily. She'll dribble right, now to Kelsey. Now it's Yvonne, top of the key. Left wing, Andrea. Andrea steps back, thought about the three from the top of the key, picks up and gets no foul. They grabbed her arm, and she kind of put the shoulder in and pushed off. I guess if he's going to do that, you got to get him off of you. Now Yvonne with it between the circles. Emily Meinert, Kelsey Legg, out high right side. To Andrea Sampson, the free throw. Andrea wasn't ready for that. Kelsey threw it in there. It was a high pass, and Andrea had to go up and got a hand on it. That's all she could do, though. And now Kelsey's going to get the foul, reaching on Osmolski. That'll be her third foul, and that is the 17th foul now on the streak. So Osmolski will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. We haven't seen too much of that tonight, though, with the pass that was just, like, off the mark. We've had that's been an improvement tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
2:48 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg leading 47-23. Free throw up, no good. And the rebound, Yvonne Mixon to Kelsey Legg. Down it goes to Chloe McCarthy on the left side. Swing it back to Andrea on the right side.
That was Yvonne's 14th rebound.
Wow. Impressive job by the big side. Now Andrea with a long three from straight on, short. Rebound comes out long, falls out of bounds. Coach Massey, a little smile from him over there on the sideline. 2:29 to play. Streaks lead at 47-23. As Riley Chalkley is up off the bench, first time she's gotten to play this year. She's had some medical issues and finally has been cleared to play. And so she's going to get some playing time as Notre Dame turns it over again. So Riley Chalkley coming in, Anna Gugliotta, Lexi Tucker, Caitlin Pendergast, and Lauren Livingston in for the Streaks. And a nice hand for the Streak five going out and for the others coming in. So Riley Chalkley seeing her first action of the season. Good to see her back for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker with it on the right side.
Do you know how much she's practiced? Because I'm wondering how much gas she's
going to
have.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering that too. You don't think the golf season did it for her? Lauren Livingston for three, missed it. And now the rebound's going to go off Notre Dame. Last Streaks will get it back. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because I think there's a minimum. You have to have like 2 weeks of practice. So I don't know how much before that. I was talking to her dad, and man, it was a scary situation medically for her. But seems like she's doing fine now. Streaks missed a shot. It is Notre Dame. Tomlin's travel with a no call. Kicks out top of the key to Snyder. Or rather, it's, let's see, it's not Snyder. That was McKenna Reedy. And I miss who hit. That was, Long. It's L-U-O-N-G, so I don't know if it's Long or Long. Anna Gugliotta drives right side. Can't hit, but she's fouled by Reedy.
Reedy.
Yeah, Reedy. So McKenna Reedy with a foul. Natalie Long with the basket on this end. 47-25 Streaks, a minute 34 to play. Anna Gugliotta at the free throw line for the Streaks. Anna, 5'8", and a senior. Missed the first one. So Anna Gugliotta, the senior. Also, we've got to Riley Chalkley, 5'4", senior in. Missed the second one, and the rebound comes down to the Irish, and she loses it out of bounds, and that was Natalie Long again. Also, we mentioned Lauren Livingston, a 5'7", freshman. Also, Lexi Tucker, 5'8", junior. And Caitlin Pendergast, a 5'6", senior. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston fires a 17-footer. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Reedy for Notre Dame. 1:16 to play. Streaks with a 47-25 lead. Reedy out high right side. Puts it on the floor. Cut off by Lauren Livingston on the wing. Gets it to Tomlin down on the right block. Spins in. Puts a shot up. Rolls it up and in. Tomlins, Fiona Tomlins, with her first basket of the ball game. Tomlins, a 6 foot, just a sophomore. This can be a good team in the next couple of years.
Do you have 47-27? I only hit it 47-25.
I'm not sure. Lauren Livingston missed it. The rebound comes down to Tomlins. 40 to play. I like Lauren Livingston. He's not shy about shooting the ball. If it's open, might as well take the shot, and she does. Left wing, Katie Haynes. Haynes down the left side on a nice feed from Walter, and Katie Haynes puts it up
there.
In. Yeah. 47-29, 20 seconds to play. Lexi Tucker, right wing for the Streaks. Riley Chalkley out high right side. Riley on the dribble. Spins right, goes to the wing, picks up. Gives to Lexi Tucker, posted up, and she lost a handle on it. It's going to go back to Notre Dame with 11.3 to play. Streaks going to be back at 500 heading into the holidays. With a 6-6 record, Notre Dame's going to drop to 4-8. 5 seconds to play. Reedy from the free throw line missed it. Rebound for Lexi Tucker. 1 second to play. Time runs out, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up the win to end the pre-holiday portion of the regular season. Final score, Galesburg 47, Notre Dame 29. We will come back and bring you our post-game show. Get a chance to talk a little bit about this one. Talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game final stats and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 47-29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Taylor, Bryant, whatever it takes.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 47-29 over the Notre Dame Irish. Galesburg now 6-6 on the season. Notre Dame drops to 4-8. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, boy, what a nice effort by your girls tonight. I mean, we kind of commented early that it's like, man, this is the best we've seen them look all around, and early on, especially for, you know, maybe a month or so. They just looked, everything was crisp and had some confidence.
I would agree with you that I thought early on we did, we faced man pressure, we faced zone three-quarter court, we faced man-to-man in the half court, 1-2-2 zone, and I thought we handled everything pretty well in what we're doing, and, you know, played with confidence, didn't turn the ball over there, but just a lot of things to be happy about here. We're so concentrated on our offense and improving our offense. I thought our defense was pretty good, and the defense is really good when you don't foul and you finish possessions with the boards. And I thought until the fourth quarter, I thought our posts were just dominant on the boards inside, and that was a positive.
I mentioned in the second half there was one pass there late. Kelsey tried to get to Andrea at the high post, overthrew her. But that was really you've had a lot of that in some of your games, but I think that was the only time that happened. The turnovers you had weren't, I don't know if you'd say there's not a bad turnover, but they weren't like that.
Yeah, I think turnovers that we had were turnovers where we were making the right play. We weren't trying to make something up, kind of, is what you'd say. But, yeah, very happy. I thought Kelsey ran the offense well. I think she made very good choices on the break. She didn't try for home runs, but she did push the ball up. She does a nice job with that. I thought Riley Jenkins came in, and, you know, it's tougher for her defensively at this level playing. But I thought offensively she did some very nice things and gave Kelsey a break in there. I thought Sampson did a nice job on 22, is a very good scorer, and she did a nice job guarding her. So a lot of things very happy about.
Well, you mentioned Andrea hit a couple of threes right off the bat, had some confidence. I mean, Emily hit right off the bat. I mean, your bigs just dominated tonight. I mean, they had some sides in there, and your girls, I think we had both Emily and Yvonne with double-doubles. So again, both double figures in rebounds.
I believe it. You know, Yvonne especially of against the zone when she ends up, starts at the high post and a shot goes up, she's impossible to block out. She makes that trip and gets a nice job of offensive rebounds. Emily, I thought, real good. And then when she got tired, I thought she tried to hurry things and struggled, but had a very nice game.
You know, part of what was fun about that, you know, we talked a little bit about the body language in some of the games where things start not going right, and you kind of see the change in body language. But tonight, they're just that extra little pep in their step, so to speak, and you could just see that they were actually having some fun as well on top of it.
Right. Just, you know, on and on of things to look at. You know, Megan Lingenfelder didn't play a lot of minutes, but she came in and really kind of gave us a little spark when she did. And, So I thought this was probably Chloe's best game for us. I ran the floor well, made some nice choices at the end of the break.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned the fast break and then the choices Kelsey made and Chloe. Boy, he had some really, really good breaks, you know, just three good passes without much dribble at all and for some easy baskets.
Yeah, and then, you know, the posts are anxious to run the floor, and they beat a lot of people down the floor and got some layups.
Yeah. Also nice to see, finally, after some medical issues, Riley Chalkley have finally a chance to play. So it's nice to get her back in there.
Yeah, it is. She's, you know, had a real challenging fall, and, you know, fortunately everything seems to be headed in the right direction, and I know her teammates were happy to see her get a chance to play.
Well, again, a great overall performance by your team, and hopefully that, you know, they had some fun, and boy, you hope that really gives them some confidence heading into the tournament next week.
I hope so. Very, very happy with the effort.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview, is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win at 47-29. We'll come back and run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Watch out, folks. There's a cold front making its way here, but the forecast is calling for you to warm up with a McCafe espresso drink, like the peppermint mocha or the peppermint hot chocolate. And right now, you can get a free small McCafe drink when you buy $10 in Arch cards, the perfect holiday gift. I'm going to go on a limb here and predict there's an 80% chance you'll keep at least one Arch card for yourself. You're going to want to hurry, though, as this offer is only on the radar for a limited time at McDonald's. While supplies last, limit one per transaction at participating McDonald's.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Tis the season. Hi, this is Lori Plunk at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, spreading the holiday cheer to you and yours for our magical Christmas and New Year.
Streaks win it here tonight. 47-29 is the final score as they defeat the Peoria Notre Dame Irish here tonight. Final game before the holiday. Streaks get back to 500, which is good. And a really good game to, I guess, end as we head into the tournament, Eric. You know, you wanted some confidence. And again, it's a tournament. It's still a good tournament, but the teams that have been strong down there in the past, they're having their struggles this year, and so we open with a Salem team that is not, you know, they've been pretty good over the last several years we've been down there. We'll play them right off the bat, and then a couple of smaller schools that have had some success on the smaller school level, but they're not at the Streaks level this morning, especially if they play like they did tonight. So, you know, the hope is that they can go down there and make a good showing and, you know, even get back in that championship game. And they play like they did tonight. This is a team that could possibly win that championship again down there.
Yeah, the key is to play like you did tonight. Yeah. You can't get into that habit of just throwing the ball over the floor. And, you know, the Streaks aren't a great shooting team. They had a pretty good night tonight, but they're not a great shooting team. So the key is to protect the basketball. You don't want to have those turnovers. You want to have more opportunities to get the ball to go in the hoop, and that's going to be the big thing for the Streaks going forward.
Streaks went at 47-29. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. First off, scoring-wise, Streaks were led by a couple of players in double figures. Emily Minert with 11 points, 5 baskets, so 1 for 5 from the free throw line. That both of them, well, the whole team struggled from the line. 10 points for Yvonne Mixon on 4 baskets, 2 for 6 from the free throw line. We'll have some more stats on them coming up in just a bit. 8 points for Andrea Sampson on a two and a couple of threes. Let's see. I had a lot of other players that got into the books. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Chloe McCarthy, a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Campbell on a 3-pointer. 3 for Deja Range on a basket, 1 for 3 from the line. 2 points for Megan Lingefelter on a basket, two for Riley Jenkins on a basket. Anna Gugliotta missed a couple of free throw streaks. Just 3 pointers in the game, only 8 for 21 from the free throw line. Notre Dame, just one player in double figures, and that was Caitlin Osmolski with 10 points on a couple of twos, a three, and just 3 for 7 from the line. 6 points for Bridget Taylor, all in the first half before she went down with an injury in the second quarter. A couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Sam Valianados on a three-pointer. 2 points apiece for Lexi Snyder, Fiona Tomlins, Anna Walter, Natalie Long, and Katie Haynes. They were a couple of two-pointers or a couple of three-pointers, 5 for 11 from the free throw line.
You look at the team stats, not the prettiest of numbers for the Streaks, but it got the job done. 19 to 16 was the turnovers, 19 for the Streaks, 16 for the Irish. Streaks did command the rebound game, though, 38 to 26, including 15 to 9 on the offensive boards. Peoria and Notre Dame did not shoot the ball well at all. After only making 3 baskets in the first half, they ended up making 8 in the second half, and they finished 11 of 42. Streaks, on the other hand, were 18 of 45, 3 of 15 for distance. So much better job shooting for the Streaks in this one.
Except from the line.
What's that?
Except from the line.
Yeah, well, right. Talking about the stats other than just the scoring, Emily Minert had 11 boards and 2 assists. Yvonne Mixon had 14 boards and 1 assist. Deja Range had 6 rebounds. And then we go to Chloe McCarthy at 3 assists. Alexia Tucker had 1 rebound, and Andrea Sampson had 2 rebounds and an assist. Megan Lingenfelter had 1 rebound and an assist, 1 assist for Riley Jenkins, and Kelsey Legg, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals. So a good job by the Streaks, and again, this may end up being a fairly impressive win for the Streaks in the future because this Notre Dame team has been pretty good so far throughout the season.
All right, Streaks win it here tonight, 47-29. One order of business left. We will come back next to name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your 4-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought 3 tires and got one for $1 at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought 3 tires and got one for $1 at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight, 47-29, the final score over Peoria Notre Dame. Galesburg now back at 500, 6-6 on the season heading into the holidays. Notre Dame drops to 4-8. Well, it's time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is a tough one tonight because we had so many girls that did so many good things tonight. I mean, Andrea Sampson got us off to a great start with a couple of threes early, shot with a lot of confidence. We had 2 players with double-doubles in points and rebounds tonight. Great hustle. I mean, Kelsey Legg did a really nice job running the point tonight. Chloe McCarthy, as Coach mentioned, with a really good game. Riley Jenkins came off the bench and did some good things offensively. I mean, so it's it was a tough one tonight, but this young lady, not that they're not all hustling, but she just seems to do so much extra. Wherever the ball's at, she's near it. If it's on the floor, she's diving after it, and she kept so many alive to go along with a bunch of rebounds.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior Yvonne Mixon, and she finishes the game 10 for with 10 points, 14 boards. She's 4 for 4 from the field. She had 1 assist, and yeah, she just very active, and that's one of the things that has kind of propelled the streaks lately when they have been able to get wins as they get back to the 500 mark at 6-6.
So Yvonne Mixon, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. And, yeah, just a great job. I know she was going to be upset, like you said, if she didn't get that that last basket, hit those couple free throws, that she wouldn't have been in double figures points-wise because she struggled from the line, but hit those last two and then got another basket there late. And 10 points, 14 rebounds. What a nice performance by Yvonne Mixon, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. All right, well, the streak's a 47-29 winner. We'll take a break, and we will have the Christmas, and then next Wednesday, afternoon, we'll have our first game from the Mattoon Holiday Tournament as the Streaks will take on Salem in the first round. A scheduled 1 o'clock tip-off, so we'll be on the air around 12:40 from Mattoon, and then we'll turn around and one game in between. The Streaks will play again at 4:30 next Wednesday afternoon, and we'll have a about a 4:06 pregame. So it'll be a busy first day. It's always busy when we get down there. It was a lot of fun, though, and especially if we see this same team that we saw tonight.
Yeah, and that'll be the big thing for the Streaks. They've been pretty dominant down at this tournament. Now, they haven't won it every year they've been down there, but they've been in contention. We've never not played in the championship right. game down there, so you know, that the other thing is that when the Streaks go down there, there's going to be a target on their back because everybody knows in the years that the Streaks have been down there, they have never not played in the championship game.
All right, well, the Streaks win it again here tonight by a final of 47-29. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble, tonight. And we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe. And we'll come to you again coming up next Wednesday from Mattoon. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdos saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.